When illness strikes, we turn to our doctors and medical professionals for treatment, along with confidence and reassurance regarding our recovery. The results of an annual survey my next guest is here to share details from reveals that when it comes to confidence, for example, a growing number of New Jersey doctors have less of that when it comes to their medical practice and even their ability to continue with their practice in the state. He'd offer his analysis of the survey results featured in the law firm Brock Eichler's New Jersey Healthcare Monitor. Is their chair of health law practice, John Fanberg. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
And you can download a copy of this survey. It is an eye-opener, by the way. Brock Eichler, BrackEichler.com. Of course, we have a link over to our website at issuesandideasradio.com. So as far as the goal of this survey, John, what are some of the points of focus?
Well, what we've been trying to do over the last several years is create a baseline of what are the impressions of the healthcare community, more focused on the physician side as opposed to the hospital side. And then each year we add some questions to the survey, or we maintain the same questions to see how trends seem to evolve within this physician healthcare community. And what we've continued to see among our physicians that we survey is a growing dissatisfaction with the state of being a practicing healthcare doctor. In many respects, New Jersey is composed of smaller practices. I define that as under five practitioners for many, many years, but we're undergoing a sea change in consolidation. And some physicians look forward to that, but many physicians do not. They like being in the smaller practice. They like the ability to spend lots of time with their patients. They like the ability to be somewhat independent and autonomous from big healthcare systems, but because of reimbursement changes, the cost of running a medical practice in this state, the high regulatory burden, they're being forced into these larger systems, being employed by hospitals, joining large groups, or in many situations, physicians are just saying, "I'm done. I can't take this anymore. I'm going to retire early and just get out of medicine," which has other far-reaching implications for New Jersey citizens.
Without a doubt, perhaps a headline of the survey, New Jersey physicians, 95.31%, up from just under 90% in last year's survey, believe that the changing healthcare environment has negatively impacted their role as a physician. For the medical consumer, and certainly someone who listens to this show, the political junkie, they might be thinking, aha, Obamacare strikes again. Not necessarily so, though, right, John?
That is a typical reaction, and we see that reaction among physicians too. But I don't really think it's a result of Obamacare. I think it has a lot to do with the changing economic environment, primarily imposed on the physicians, and in many respects, patients too, from the insurance companies. Obamacare had several goals. One is to create more access to physicians through making insurance affordable, and that's still a theoretical proposition we're still trying to get our arms around. But more importantly, it was to try to rein in the insurance companies, and it had a lot to do with insurance reform. You have three pieces to the healthcare puzzle in New Jersey and nationally. You have the physicians, you have the hospitals, and you have the insurance companies. And the insurance companies control the dollars. And that key component is really, in my mind, adding to this negative healthcare environment for physicians practicing in New Jersey.
And we've seen on the hospital level, for example, what the cost of the networking has created from in urban areas like Newark, where there used to be hospitals relatively close to each other, and the larger companies come in and say, well, that one isn't necessary because we got one there, so we're going to shut that one down. And even in smaller communities in Sussex County, for example, a hospital was turned into an outpatient clinic.
There is a big call for some of the hospitals that are perceived as redundant to be more in the business of outpatient health care. East Orange General Hospital is currently in bankruptcy court. They've been approached by a for-profit hospital system to acquire them. However, a recent consultant's report that came out several months ago looking at the Newark urban area surrounding, which includes East Orange, was suggesting St. Michael's, which also went into bankruptcy, and East Orange really get out of the acute care business and be more of an outpatient healthcare provider. there are a lot of political and social aspects to those conversions. In many respects, these hospitals in these urban areas are significant employers. They are significant buffer zones in sometimes challenging demographic and economic areas. So a hospital closure, which may be on an academic level not be necessary to provide services to the community, there are other services and advantages of having a hospital in a challenging economic environment.
Oh, John Vanberg, who is the chair of health law practice at Brock Eichler. They're based in Roseland, law firm, brockeichler.com, about their annual New Jersey Healthcare Monitor Study Survey Report, which you can see in the details at their website, which we've linked to over at ours, issuesandideasradio.com, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Now, maybe one place where Obamacare has impacted the medical profession, maybe now we actually have to call it the medical business in New Jersey, given the necessary mechanics of it, as your survey reveals too, is in the reimbursement rate, because the expansion of Medicaid, New Jersey had already been among the lowest level reimbursement states even before Obamacare kicked in, and the situation for doctors did not get much better.
That is correct. There were lawsuits over the last several years trying to enhance the level of Medicaid reimbursement. I think we're probably nationally somewhere around 45 to 50 in terms of levels of Medicaid reimbursement, but we've been unable to successfully get our legislature to enhance that level of reimbursement. However, there were a lot of patients that had no insurance that otherwise qualified. So in certain economic areas, when patients would come to the emergency room, they weren't getting paid anything. So at least now with the Medicaid expansion, they are getting paid something. So it has helped a lot of the urban area hospitals and their physicians on staff, emergency, radiology, anesthesia, because so many of these patients come to the hospital through the emergency room. Now there is some reimbursement, whereas before there was zero reimbursement.
One of the findings maybe gives a little foreboding of the future in New Jersey, at least, with 56.2% of the respondents said that their income from their practice decreased in 2014. Now, obviously, doctors retire maybe a little faster now because of the state of affairs, or they just flat out leave the state. So when you look to the future, how inviting does that stat make New Jersey seem as a welcome mat for any new physicians? You know, once they come out of a New Jersey medical school, for example, they look around and see that income decreasing in New Jersey. Well, you know what? I can open an office in Delaware, I think.
Well, that's a good fact, because the cost of running a medical practice here in New Jersey is high. If you're in North Jersey, you're surrounded by the New York metropolitan area. If you're in South Jersey, you're in the part of the Philadelphia economic area. And it's costly to live and work here, both salary and costs, taxes, et cetera. So even if your insurance fee schedule stays the same, your net revenue or profit goes down, because every year everybody's expenses go up. Utilities go up, your rent goes up, salaries go up, and that just cuts into the bottom line for physician practices, which then forces them to decide, do we have to reduce our staff? Our survey also indicated that many physicians are looking at reducing their staffs. That's layoffs and potentially unemployment, which in New Jersey is a very difficult a statistic already on top of that. With regard to the income, we had 56.25% saw their income go down, 37% just stayed the same. Staying the same is almost like treading water also. That's not a good statistic as well. So when you put it all together, you almost have 94% of the physicians who are basically saying their income is not improving and forcing them to conduct staff layoffs.
So just to wrap things up here with John Vanberg from Brock Eichler from Roseland-based law firm and their annual New Jersey Healthcare Monitor Survey. Possible solution, obviously, federal regulations and the economy, which really is federally instituted or instigated, And, you know, depending on what the Fed does, that serves as a barometer to some degree. Does a solution fall to the state as far as is New Jersey guilty of over-regulating the medical profession, where if they backed off a little bit, it can counterbalance what the weight of anything federal is laying on physicians? Is it to turn to people of expertise such as yourself to say, let's sit down, how are you set up? Here's how you need to be set up. What are some of the solutions for this?
Well, two key things. From a regulatory standpoint, a number of years ago, I think it's about 11 years now, the state imposed an ambulatory care facility tax on outpatient services, so that if there is a licensed imaging center or surgery center, they pay a tax, a gross revenue tax of almost 3%. To me, that is totally unfair because they're taxing at the top end, at the revenue level, as opposed to profits. And in an imaging center, a radiology practice, who also works at a hospital, they're giving free care in the hospital as well. Now they're also having to pay this tax to support additional free care. So that regulation, that tax, should go away. There's no value in that at all, and it is entirely punitive. From a strategic standpoint, what we do with our physician clients, understanding that where costs are going and reimbursement, we're encouraging the strategic approach to consolidating, be part of a bigger group, try to share in the increased overhead that government is imposing, and that will help them maintain their status quo from an income and prevent them from having to either leave the practice altogether or to do mass layoffs in terms of support services. So consolidation in a strategic way is something that I think physicians in New Jersey should consider to help keep them in practice and at the same time provide a high level of services to their patients.
It's the annual New Jersey Healthcare Monitor Survey and Study from the law firm of Brock Eichler. Learn more about the details and findings of the survey and about the services, legal services for medical practices and private physicians that they offer at BrockEichler.com. And we've been joined this morning by their chair of health law practice, John Fanberg. John, thanks for, some bad news, but with your solutions services that your firm provides, it could be a recovery for those who offer us recovery. So I guess in sales they call that the win-win situation. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you, and we have ways to help the doctors. Appreciate the time.